out of cycle update.
One time I was having my breakfast at like 9 a.m. and the FBI showed up my house that I was renting.
Founder and owner of Telescam, aka Telegram, Pavel Durov, sits down with Tucker Carlson. CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister. I'm your host. I recommend, highly recommend this interview. If you're one who isn't sure, doesn't know, doesn't understand about Telescam, aka Telegram, I do highly recommend you listen to this interview in its entirety. It is a bit difficult to follow because of the language, but he is very eloquent, he's very well thought, and there's a lot that he says that's compelling to think about. The bottom line is that this person, he originated VK.com, which is a video platform that's out there, and then he left it to other people to run, and then he created Telescam, and he created it, and he still runs it himself. He doesn't have an HR department. He hires his own engineers. He has a unique hiring process, and he talks about some of the differences in approach between what Telescam does and what Facebook/Twitter. He talks about how he talked to Jack Dorsey. He talks about a lot of different compelling topics that is definitely well worth the listen. How does this affect you in cryptocurrency land? Cryptocurrency favors Telescam above all of the platforms, and him speaking may convince you as to why that's the case. Now, there's some other things he talked about that some governments have been, you know, probing for information, and the snippet in the beginning, FBI agents, the whole nine. I'm telling you, it's a very compelling interview, definitely worth the listen. I 100% recommend that you listen to its entirety. I'm not going to share it. It's not my place, but I definitely recommend that you listen to it. It may even be on Tucker Carlson's X stream, because usually he'll post it on the X stream for people, but I think this one's an insider one. I'm not sure. Anyway, definitely check it out. Pavel Durov, founder and current owner of Telescam, and he is doing it by himself. He doesn't have a team. He hasn't done venture capital. They did some bonding. They did some other ways, selling debt to generate some wealth. Other than that, it's basically self-serve. And he's the one that's guiding the development direction. Now, when he talked about some of the government's probing for information, we know how many scams there are in Telescam. We also know there's a lot of improper information flowing through Telescam. What he basically said was, we want to be a platform to allow people to do what they need to do, but we also will act if we think it's completely improper. Now, the downside of him kind of being that sole authority is he has his own subjective opinion about what's appropriate, what's appropriate, and he's taking it on face that certain things are kind of given, and he'll act on the common belief on certain things. Well, there's a lot of subjectivity with that thought process, which is why many large companies will have some sort of a board, like Facebook had the board that slapped down Zuckerberg because of what they did to the president, President Donald Trump. And I think the same thing might happen here. He also talked about how many of the government organizations ultimately want to dig in, and he got letters from Congress, from a Democrat and Republican, giving contradictory advice and instructions. And so you can imagine the kind of letters that Facebook and Twitter, Jack Dorsey, got from Congress during the pandemic, and especially during 2021, which was Joe Biden's era, telling them about filtering and censoring information. But a lot of this started in the Trump administration, where the tail end of this is when they started with COVID and vaccines and everything. At the tail end of Donald Trump's presidency is when we started to see the ramp up of a lot of the censorship. And he tells a very compelling story about the kinds of letters he was getting from Congress, even contradictory. On the Democrat side, it was basically, give us this information or you're in violation of the Constitution. I don't see how that is. On the Republican side, it was, if you give them any of this information, you're in violation of the Constitution. I would say that is, because that's unlawful search and seizure. So, very fascinating stuff. Definitely check it out at tuckercarlson.com. Again, it may be on his X thread, the entire interview. It's about an hour long, I believe it is. So it's well worth the listen. Again, it's a bit challenging to follow because it's slow and there's a lot of people out there that simply can't keep up with, you know, natural eloquent speakers. They're in the ADD realm of TikTok, and I understand that. I'm telling you that if you want to be informed, if you want to hear some educated speak and actually listen and learn something, you can listen to it in the background. You know, if you're off doing your chores or something, listen to it in the background. I'm telling you, it's worth the listen. Absolutely. Pavel Durov. Yeah, wow.